Basically, we need to define what a golden age is. Golden ages are simply win-win games between business and society orchestrated by government. They are a practical recognition that capitalism is only legitimate if wealth creation benefits broader and broader layers of society. The early turbulent times install the more powerful technologies, but bring forth anger, resentment, and even violence, which all end up forcing change. So it is in order to save the system that business ends up accepting regulation, union power, and higher taxes. They realize that stability is at stake, and they also recognize that those taxes ultimately benefit business too, through growing demand from consumers and government. The Cold War and suburbanization were the two directions given by social democracies in the post-war boom. The one brought the frontier technologies that are the core of today's revolution, computers, even microprocessors, because they were the demand, and of course the internet. So the other, the suburbanization direction, was the one that brought the American way of life, copied by everybody across the world to improve lives of many. In fact, among the essential elements of golden ages, there are always shifts in lifestyles, because these provide new demands, which promote investment and employment, replacing the jobs that the new technologies destroyed. Just imagine the hundreds of thousands of jobs that a rental and maintenance economy could bring. But neither the directions nor the specific way of life to promote are arbitrary decisions. You don't take them like a rabbit out of a hat. They have always been an intensification of existing trends, which are themselves a response to what the new technologies make possible. The massive move from products to services, as we've seen, for example, in music, in books, in all the things that we now stream rather than buy physically, that's an obvious trend that needs to be accelerated to cover many more spaces. How is directionality achieved by government? Well, simply through combining taxes, subsidies, regulations, education, and training, new institutions, local, national, supranational, investment, innovation, direct by the state, missions, and so on. All the instruments of governance are used every time, sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes with more imagination, sometimes with less. But they are all modernized by the new technologies and aimed in the agreed directions. We cannot use the ones from the last golden age. We've got to design proper ones, just as Shoshana was talking about, just as we were looking at the actual technologies we are trying to shape. And we've got to also shape ourselves. The institutions themselves have to become modern. Too much old bureaucracy, too many old rules that are not really applicable, that are not really appropriate, and we are not yet creating the really appropriate ones for this century, for this type of technology, and the way to act in order to enhance them. So we might fail, but that is how we could get to a smart, green, fair, and global golden age now. Let's not miss the opportunity. It would be a tragedy. Thank you.